You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you all heard the broadcast last night. If you didn't, and you have a computer, it's on the website right now, and you can listen to it. And 2 hours after tonight's broadcast is finished, this broadcast should be on the website also. So we're going to try to keep you current as much as we possibly can. And if you haven't been to the website lately, you should go, because there's a lot of changes. And you'd be surprised how changing anything just freaks people out. People are calling, oh, you used to have hundreds of links, and now there's nothing. It's all there, folks. You just got to know what to click when. And if you don't know, then I can't help you. You know, I'm not here to teach you how to use the Internet. You're supposed to know that or learn it from somebody else. I got enough to do. But yeah, it's absolutely amazing how a few little changes on the website just absolutely set people into total, complete panic mode. It's like the world, isn't it? But that's okay. The theme song for the Hour of the Time, the theme music is there on the homepage. And last night's episode of the Hour of the Time is on the webpage, along with more news than you will get anywhere else, and it's more accurate than you will find anywhere else. It's like this broadcast. You won't hear any lies or rumors or anything like that. I won't permit it. Period. My name is attached to all this stuff. I don't care who owns it. And that's in my contract with XL Studios Corporation and Hallmark Creative Corporation, that they must stick to the truth. If they don't, then the contract becomes null and void. And so far, they're just great people to work with, and everything is just, it's getting better. It's getting lots and lots better. And pretty soon, the online store will be there, and you'll be able to purchase things with credit cards, which you could never do with me. Never will be able to do with me, but you will be able to do that with XL Studios and Hallmark Creative Corporation. I don't know if they'll take checks. I haven't asked about that, but they will take credit cards. So things are improving for some of you. Things are definitely getting better all around. And we've had no response from CI Host. So today the legal team sent another letter telling them in no uncertain terms, unless they get their act together and respond immediately, they're going to be walking into court. I just love it. Don't you guys just love it? I love it. Tonight we're going to, you were listening last night. You know. You should know. Thank you.
E-L for Kipling, K-I-T-L-A-N-T. Tell me what happens when you get home. Was your dad, did he hit you or anything like that?
No.
Was he yelling or out of control? Or?
Phones are open, folks. 520-333-4578. You know the topic. 720-333-4578. And we're going to pursue this matter tonight. I'm sure that a lot of you have a lot of comments and probably a lot of questions. And so we'll try to accommodate all of that. Can you imagine the dichotomy? A good home, loving parents, children, living in a neighborhood called Shangri-La, in a beautiful state like Oregon, that these kinds of things could happen? Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, Bill, it's Tim in Delaware.
Hi, Tim.
Topic would be mind control, right?
Well, the topic is what you heard on the broadcast last night.
Okay. I don't know how far this strays. In any case, flipping through the computer, there's a site out there. It's called, like, Euphoria something or other, and they're going to send you, like, some kind of sonic sound through your computer, and it says that it'll, like, give you feelings of euphoria, and they can also give you pain. My question is, why would you volunteer for that?
I have no idea. Some people are not very smart at all. They go out and buy these subliminal tapes where they can hear music. And they put the tape on, and they put the earphones on, and they play the tape, and they hear music. But it's supposed to be teaching them to stop smoking. My question is, how do they know what it's teaching them?
That's exactly correct. I just got that thing in the email kind of thing, and it said interesting sites. I looked at that, and I said, oh, boy, that's got an upside and a downside.
Yeah.
Several years ago,
a friend of mine, or at least I thought it was a friend, turned out not to be a friend. It was a woman. I liked her very much. We were friends. And she called me up and told me about a program they had at Princeton University where they were measuring the brain waves of different people, and you had to volunteer for this program. She wanted me to go volunteer. They measured your brain waves and just studied all the emissions from your brain. Every emission that comes out of your head, they measured. And the experiment was to see if they could track you as you went about your daily life through the emissions from your brain. Needless to say, that's the last time I ever spoke to her. Yeah, it was a real program. I called Princeton University and asked them about it. They really were doing this. Isn't that amazing? 520-333-4578 is the number. One of the things I did not tell you last night, because I thought it would come up today, is why was he so enamored with this Romeo and Juliet music that he put on and turned up as loud as he could get it before he left to shoot the students at the high school? Well, they had a class in his English class on this film. And can you imagine that? When I was a boy in high school, we had classes in English literature, but it was on the classics. And when we saw a film, it was a film that was made as close to the classic as possible. For instance, we watched The Tale of Two Cities and a couple of other films that were really, you know, true to the intent of the author when he wrote the book. And they had a class on the modern Romeo and Juliet. With all this killing and murder and gunplay it's just... I've got to tell you, but I don't know if you've seen it or not. You should go rent the movie and look at it just so you'll know what's affecting teenagers, because teenagers identify with this movie. Because this movie is full of the angst of teenage life. And so teenagers view this movie and they think that's what life is really all about. They think that's what it is. They see the pain of the teenagers in the movie and their emotional problems and their inability to consummate their love affairs and all kinds of things that teenagers go through, and they really identify with this music, and they get this sense of hopelessness that life sucks and that love leads to death and that violence is the normal way to do things. And Kipling Kinkle was enamored with that movie. One of the things he wrote in his journal was that love kills. He wrote in his journal, love kills. Love is terrible. Love kills. You imagine that coming out of such a young mind? 520-333-4578 is the number. Be taking your calls for the whole hour. And the topic is what you heard on this broadcast last night. If you didn't hear it last night, it's on the website right now and you can listen to it. By the way, WBCQ, the planet's website, has disappeared. I don't know what happened to it. So don't call me and ask. I don't know. It's not my website. I don't take care of it. But I've left the message for Alan Weiner to call me. He's having trouble with web space. We've got plenty of it. So we'll try to help him out in that regard, if he needs it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. It's Larry.
Hi.
Arlington, Texas. Hey, listen, gosh, years ago, I was one of the initial subscribers to Veritas.
Yeah.
And I am just sure that you had some research showing that judges and everybody gets a...
It's not the topic tonight.
Okay.
Topic is last night's broadcast. I've only said it about 40 times. 520-333-4578 is the number. How many of you were surprised to hear that he wore a trench coat? They never mentioned that in the news. Just like the two students at Columbine High School in Colorado who did the same thing. Trench coat. But that wasn't in the press. And to be fair, it wasn't a black trench coat, but the trench coat mafia has nothing to do with black trench coats. It's just trench coats. Kipling Kinkle wore a trench coat when he went to the school to shoot the students. Now, that amazes me. It wasn't reported in the press at all. He was also on Prozac. That wasn't reported either. It took a long time for that to come out. Voices inside his head. Where does that lead? There's lots of people who say that, yeah, nuts. Voices, he's a schizophrenic. I don't think so. For one thing, he was examined thoroughly by his own family physician and by the psychologist. Neither one ruled him to be a schizophrenic. And I think there's a lot more going on there than we're ever going to know. And people have said it's impossible for anybody to make somebody else hear voices in their head. Until we posted to our website absolute proof that there are people who have developed technology that can do exactly that. They can sample your brain waves. They can change your brain waves and put them back in your head and make you hear voices. They can even make you see things that are not there. They can make you dream dreams as if they're real, and when you wake up the next morning, you will believe that that's a part of your history. That's what they're doing to cause all of this alien abduction crap. That's where that comes from.
The Lord. tape conversation. KIT LANT.
Was your dad, did he hit you or anything like that?
No.
Was he yelling or out of control? Or?
Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, Lionel from Michigan.
Hello, Lionel.
This is a really hard carry. Where is this poor little boy now? Is he still in the confinement, or?
He's in prison. He was sentenced to 110 years without possibility of parole.
Has he had a trial? What's up to hearing?
He pled guilty to all the charges. So, of course, there was no trial. Went before a judge, pled guilty, was sentenced. No trial.
Well, no trial means nothing comes out then, doesn't it?
That's right.
It's all fixed up.
That's right. I mean, he could have had a good defense with those voices inside his head. And before a lot of you go off the deep end and say that I'm sticking up for somebody who murdered his parents and shot a whole bunch of children, I sincerely believe in my heart that that young man was just as much a victim, and maybe more so, than those people that he shot.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. Yeah.
Not only that, but he was used for a political agenda to destroy this country.
Yeah. That's part of the plan.
And so my heart goes out to him.
Well, maybe he'll be free when he gets in prison. If
my heart goes out to all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they'll let him alone if he's in prison.
Well, maybe they will. I mean, he's of no use to them anymore.
Yeah.
In fact, he's a detriment to them because of what I know and what I've revealed that nobody else will touch with a 10-foot pole. Oh, yes, a lot more is coming. In fact, the news has been so boring lately that if I were you, I would be looking for a massive terrorist attack to occur sometime in the near future.
It has to be soon. And it has to be big, just like you say.
Yeah.
They're running out of time.
Yes, they are. And they want something to help Gore get in the White House.
He's as mad as the one that pounced on this poor boy.
Oh, he's crazy. You read Alice in Wonderland, I mean, he's got all of those characters in their beat.
Okay. Don't let up.
Oh, I won't.
Yeah, good night.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. If you have something you'd like to contribute or ask, now's the time to do it. I know that this has really touched an awful lot of you. I know that because it really touched me deeply. And just preparing for that broadcast yesterday brought tears to my eyes, chills up and down my spine. It really affected me an awful lot. Still does, and always will. And not just this incident, but many, many more. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Clarence from North Carolina.
Hi, Clarence.
It's pretty disturbing, but when you hear what he says, I had no choice. I had to do it. When he says, when they asked him about going to school,
yeah,
and shooting those kids, you know, it's like maybe he felt like he didn't have a choice. He was so programmed.
Well, he didn't. He had no choice. None of them have a choice. They're compelled to do it, and they don't even know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect them. And listen to this. In all of these incidents, during the time that they're doing this, they're like zombies. They show no emotion. They have no feelings. It's like, you know, remember the Clint Eastwood movies that he did in Italy? He was the man with no name, and he wore this serape and had this little stogie sticking out of his mouth, and he was just cold as ice.
Right, yeah.
That's the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
When it's over, they break down into this tremendous, well, you heard him.
Right.
On the tape. They break down in this tremendous emotional release. And before that, their whole life is governed by emotions. They're very emotional people.
Yeah, he was probably a pretty intelligent kid.
Yeah, he was. He wasn't good at athletics. He had some trouble with reading and writing when he was a young boy because he had dyslexia, but he overcame that with hard work. I mean, he worked really hard to succeed at what he did. And he was always put down by his father and picked on by the bigger children at school because he was small, real small. And then his father made him go out for football at 120 pounds. Can you imagine that?
Pretty
And the coach didn't say anything. The coach should have taken that father aside and said, what the hell is the matter with you? What are you trying to do to your son?
Yeah, I refereed some football, and I was kind of small compared to some of those guys, and I was about 30 years old. I weighed about 175 pounds.
Do you know what position he was assigned?
What was that?
Right guard at 120 pounds.
Oh, that's a joke.
That's worse than a joke. It's suicide.
Yeah. Well, it makes you wonder what the psychiatrist has to do with all this, too, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Well, he certainly has a role. I don't know what exactly his role is, but he certainly has a role.
But he sounds like he was handpicked, in other words.
Well, he certainly indoctrinated the boy into the use of guns by his own admission.
Okay, well, that's pretty much what I was wondering about was when he said he had no choice, he had to do it. That's pretty strong, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is.
Okay, well, good night.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper. I just wanted to point something out, is that all these shootings, they've occurred in schools, churches, and places of work. So where we feel the safest, that's where they're targeting.
Yes, absolutely.
So I think what the next, I don't know.
And Oklahoma City, which is the heartland of America where nobody ever dreamed a terrorist attack would ever occur.
And wasn't there a shooting in, like, Scotland where they shot, like, all the preschoolers and then they outlawed all guns?
Yes.
A couple of years ago?
Yes.
So that was such a horrific crime.
Yes.
I think you're right on the money. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, I believe it will.
It's unbelievable.
I've studied their history and I know how they do things and it's inevitable.
Also, I don't know if you pointed out, too, a lot of the serial killers a lot of them are brainwashed. They hear voices, too.
Oh, yeah. The Son of Sam?
Exactly.
What do you think Son of Sam means? Who's Sam?
Yeah, right?
Uncle Sam.
That's interesting.
Son of Sam.
And also
a creation of Uncle Sam.
And the Zodiac Killer, which they never caught, he was around by the Presidio,
uh-huh.
Which is known to have like a lot of mind control experiments going on down there and stuff. They never caught him either. And also Ted Bundy heard voices, which many people don't know about either.
That's correct.
But keep up the good work.
Also, one of the things that doesn't come out in the news stories either is they never mention religion with these children.
Exactly. You know, that's
none of them had any kind of religious or church life whatsoever. Mm-hmm. None of them were Christians. None of them went to church.
Yeah.
None of them read the Bible. None of their families had any spiritual sustenance whatsoever. They were humanists, secular humanists.
Yeah. It's amazing. You know, I worked with, involved with health food, and I worked in a health food store, and every day people would come in that were on Prozac or the kids had attention deficit disorder. Everybody is on drugs, Ritalin, Prozac.
I know. How did all these children get psychiatric problems? When I was a boy, children, you know, maybe you were a little hyperactive, maybe you couldn't sit still in your chair for very long, maybe you liked to look out the window, you know, during class. You know what they've done to schools now? They've taken the windows out of the classrooms.
It's unbelievable. It's parents don't have time for the kids because two parents are working, so if a child misbehaves, they have attention deficit disorder, and they have to put them on drugs.
Well, you know what that really is a code word for, don't you?
No.
The teacher's incompetent and can't deal with normal children.
Exactly.
So in order for the teacher not to be exposed as being incompetent and for the New World Order National Education Association curriculum to be exposed as a total fraud and a subversive element in our schools, they drug the children so it can never become a parent.
Kind of like a Brave New World.
It's exactly what it is.
It's unbelievable.
And Huxley was not writing fiction. He was warning us about the future. Huxley was very much connected in the intelligence community.
He had ties. I don't know if you're familiar with Fritz Springmeier. He wrote Bloodlines of the Illuminati.
Yes. Well,
excellent book. But did you write anything recently since Behold the Pale Horse? I just picked you up on shortwave.
Now I'm writing things all the time. You can find a lot of it on the website, but I have not written another book. I'm working on two other books simultaneously. When they'll be done, I don't know.
Okay, great. Well, I'll keep an eye open for them.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4570. A lot of stuff is coming out. Just in last night's broadcast and tonight's broadcast that you never heard and never will hear from the establishment-controlled media. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill, it's Rick.
Hi, Rick.
This kind of brings to mind what happened when Timothy McVeigh was originally arrested. I remember the reports that came out that talked about he was indicating that he had some type of a government experiment. He had some kind of an implant.
He had an implant, yeah.
Yeah, and then Dr. Julian West came on the scene and debriefed him.
Yes.
And then it's as if, I don't know, like he just disappeared.
Well, let's tell everybody who Julian West is. Dr. Louis Julian West was the head of the Neuropsychiatric Institute at the University of California, Los Angeles, and he's dead now. He died recently. He was the premier mind control expert for the United States government and had participated in many mind control experiments, not the least of which was the one that went on in the California state prisons, which produced Charles Manson and Sync and the Symbionese Liberation Army and the MOVE movement and a whole bunch of others. And Timothy McVeigh did claim that he had an implant, and so did John Doe number 2, both of whom visited me when we had the research center in St. John's several months before the Oklahoma City bombing. They came to purchase some things from Surplus and Stuff, which was run by Tim Lesperance. Tim brought them next door, introduced them to me because they said they were patriots, and they told us that they were going to do something to help restore the Republic. They wouldn't tell us what it was, but that we should watch Oklahoma City. They said that the United States Army was involved, that they both had implants, and that the Army knew what they were doing and approved of it, and for us to watch Oklahoma City. And then they left. And that was just absolutely incredible. You still there, Rick?
Yeah, I'm still here, Bill.
Yeah, and in fact, I felt the implant that was in John Doe number 2 was in behind his left shoulder. I could feel it under the skin.
Oh, my gosh.
And then McVeigh wanted to show me his, which was in his left buttock, and I passed on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and after he was debriefed, and it seems disconcerting to me.
Oh, by the way, in case anybody else out there doubts that what I'm telling you is the truth, there were 7 witnesses in the research center at the time, including Tim Lesperance, who brought them over, Barton Chow, Granny from St. John's. She's up in her 80s, but she remembers it very well. His name was Michael Brescia, as a matter of fact. John Doe number 2's name was Michael Brescia. And so John Doe number 2 is real, but he's a government guy. And that's why they never made any attempt to catch him.
Yeah, because even after all that and through this whole charade with the trial and the whole thing, and it's like Timothy McVeigh's mind is a blank. I mean, it's just as if he isn't even there.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to talk to him.
Yeah,
he's the only prisoner in the prison system that nobody can talk to.
Yeah, you can't get access. That's what we understood. You couldn't get access to him. You couldn't talk to him. You know, who's protecting who here?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, okay, Bill.
Oh,
right off and let somebody else jump in.
Hey, Rick, you're a member of the legal team. Why don't you tell the listening audience what's going on with the CI host thing, since they're the culprits that destroyed our original website.
Well, the long and the short of it is we've approached them at first, as we consider in a rather civilized manner, to come to terms with what they have done, at least in responding, have someone respond to our request for information, to come clean with us and put us in touch with some people that can get to the bottom of what happened, and their response has been silence. And so we're at the second level now of attempting to approach them Again, if silence prevails, the next step is the courthouse. So we're getting real, real close to just filing suit and going in, and if necessary, we'll do what we can to shut them down.
Great. Well, thanks, Rick. Thanks
You're
for
welcome,
calling.
Bill.
And give Barbara my love.
I will. She's sitting right next to me. God bless.
Thank you.
Take care.
520-333-4578. Yeah, if you're looking for a website server, don't get CI Host. I'll tell you that right now. Don't pay any attention to their rating amongst all the web servers in the world. They're supposed to be number two or something like that. Believe me, since they did that to us and we made it known to the world, we have received so many emails and things from other people that they've done the same thing to. I don't know how they're getting away with it. I think they just never dreamed that anybody would sue them because, you know, it costs $200 and something, but they don't seem to understand that the intellectual property that was on the website that belonged to XL Studios Corporation, because we sold the website to XL Studios Corporation before we went on to CI Host, and the intellectual property that belonged to XL Studios Corporation, that used to be my intellectual property, is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so I guess they thought that the only value of a website is what they charged, which was $200 and something a year. Not very smart, those people. Not very smart at all. Intellectual property is no different than owning an automobile, or 20 acres of land, or an office building, or whatever. It has a value. 520-333-4578 is the number. And we're going to be taking your calls for the rest of the hour.
They know exactly what they want. Pretty girl walk by with eyes that smile faces at home. I want to walk, I want to turn away, I try. I can't find words to say, I know she don't love me, but pretty girls walk by
520-333-4578 is the number. Take your calls for the rest of the hour. The topic is Kipland Kinkle and what happened in a place called Shangri-La in Oregon. Can you imagine Shangri-La? Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. This is Rick in Virginia.
Hi, Rick.
I listened to your program last night and tonight, and that is really a gripping tape. And I just wanted to ask if there was any possibility that we're not looking at a man-made event but a supernatural event.
No. Well, there's a lot of people that would love for you to believe that.
Well, it's very reminiscent of age-old descriptions of demon possession. And I don't know whether I believe in that or not, but it's very similar to the way it's described.
No, this has nothing to do with demon possession whatsoever. This is man-inspired, man-implemented, man-manipulated. It's all about bringing about the destruction of the rights of man and put him under a one-world totalitarian socialist government. It's about getting the guns out of the hands of the American citizens, the last population on the face of this earth that can successfully stop that one-world totalitarian socialist government from happening.
You're right about that. You're right about that.
So if they succeed in convincing the American people to give up their guns, they've won. And that's how they're doing it.
All right, well, I just wondered if you thought of that.
Oh, yeah, I think of everything.
I thought you probably had.
I sit here all day putting together huge puzzles, the likes of which most of you will never imagine.
All right, sir. Thanks so much. Good night to you.
You're welcome. Yeah, that's my job, folks. I take pieces, disparate pieces that don't look like they fit into anything, and I assemble two puzzles. One is the deception that they want us to believe, and the other is the truth. And that's what I do all day long, every day, is I find the pieces that fit into those two puzzles, and then I expose them to the world. Good evening, you're on the air.
I have a question for you, Mr. Cooper.
Sure.
Who is the ultimate rebel?
What do you mean, who is the ultimate rebel? Stop talking and patronizing with your constant bullshit. I know exactly who you are. Ask your question in normal human language, and let's get it over with.
Well, the ultimate rebel is the devil.
Really?
He's the ultimate rebel.
Really?
And teenagers, of course, they're rebels, I mean, basically.
Are they really?
And I think the worst thing that religion has done to the world...
This is, by the way, folks, this is a premier Freemason. He goes on the Internet by the name of Malleus Maleficarum.
This concept of a personal devil is very, very harmful to people.
Who said anything about a personal devil?
Well, some of these...
It has nothing to do with this.
Some incident. Of these shootings were directed against prayer groups. This one man that called before mentioned demons.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, why would God...
You don't believe in God, so what difference
does it make?
No, you don't.
Who are you to tell me that?
I've listened to you, called this broadcast and other broadcasts, and I've read your posts on the Internet. I know you probably...
I don't even have a computer.
Better than you know yourself.
Why would God create a devil? Does that make any sense?
Who said God created a devil?
Well, many people believe
you're arguing with the wrong person.
Many people believe
you're arguing with the wrong person.
Well, then you agree with me.
No, I don't necessarily agree with you.
Well, what do...
I believe that people have a right to believe in whatever the hell they want to believe in, as long as they're not damaging the property or the person of any other human being. I don't care what it is.
Well, these children that are going out and killing other children...
are doing it because they've been controlled and manipulated by other people.
Well, I think religion has to bear a lot of responsibility...
You have nothing...
...for this concept of a personal...
Really, really.
Devil. Yes,
and here you are telling me you believe in God. You don't
yes, I do believe in God.
You've been calling this broadcast for years. And you're
no,
right.
I have not
yes,
been calling
yes,
this broadcast.
Yes, you absolutely have. I know you.
I've got you through only two or three times.
My friend, you're one of the biggest liars that there is on the face of this earth. Good night. This guy has he's been calling this broadcast for years. And every time he calls, he's from someplace else. He calls with these cryptic things, and he tries to patronize the audience like we're all a bunch of fools. And he talks in one time about there's a pond, and there's swans on this pond. And then all of a sudden, the neighborhood deteriorates, and then there's no swans on the pond anymore. And the neighborhood is black. Who's responsible? I can't stand this guy. He's putrid. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. I know someone who is hearing voices in their head, and I'm very afraid for them because the voices are telling this person to hang them theirself.
Well, you see...
Would it be caused by drugs or a possible implant? And if they had an implant, how would you tell if they had an implant?
I don't know what it's caused by, but the person needs help.
Well, the person's getting help.
From who?
A doctor, and I can't tell you what kind of doctor because I don't know.
Well... All I know is the person needs help. He needs friends. He needs help. He doesn't need to be left alone.
Yeah. If there was an implant...
And I would be very suspicious. I am always very suspicious of psychiatry and psychologists because it's a bogus science. It has no basis in science, as a matter of fact.
I agree. If a person had an implant, is there a way you could tell it?
I have no idea.
Okay. Thanks much then, Bill.
You're welcome. That help your friend. When you know somebody like that, don't leave them alone. Just don't leave them alone. That's a terrible thing, to be left alone, I can imagine, and have voices in your head telling you to hang yourself or go shoot somebody. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. I just had a quick question for you. I didn't hear the broadcast last night, but my question is, whenever these people hear these voices in their heads, by what method is it broadcast to them? Is it like extra low frequency or?
It can be one of several different methods. We had one of the methods posted on the internet. In fact, it may still be there. Website is so big now, I can't keep track of everything that's on there anymore. But we had it there, and it should still be there somewhere. So look through the website, you'll find it. It's a patent of a machine that will do exactly that. We also know that microwaves can be used to make people hear voices inside their head. If you'll go to some of the mind control forums, the better ones, watch out, there's some bogus ones. There's some David Icke crap out there. David Icke is one of the biggest liars, disinformation, bullshit artists that ever lived. Stay away from that guy. Stay away from his books. Stay away from his lectures. Stay away from him, period.
Guy that's from England, he was a sports broadcaster or something?
I don't know what he was. He's a liar. That's what he is.
Okay.
And I'm saying it on the air, and I'm saying it to his face, and if he don't like it, he can sue me. Lying scum.
Okay. I've heard of him, but I've not really heard much of what he has to say.
According to him, Queen Elizabeth goes down in a dungeon in Windsor Castle and changes into a giant lizard.
That does sound pretty far out.
And it's the lizard people who disguise themselves as humans who are really running the world. And I can't believe, millions of people are falling for this bullshit and believe it.
Jeez.
It's disgusting. Makes me just want to go out and strangle somebody.
Well, what did P.T. Barnum say, you know?
Oh, God. Yeah, but I always thought he was talking about entertainment. I didn't know that this was going on in the real world.
I don't think a lot of people know the difference, Bill, between entertainment and the real world.
I have discovered that was the greatest letdown that I've ever had in my life, was to discover that the American people are exactly what the Illuminati think they are.
Exactly right.
Stupid animals.
I think you're right.
Sheep.
Thanks, Bill. Good night.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. And if that hurts your feelings, then that means you know that I'm talking to you. If it doesn't hurt your feelings, then it certainly doesn't apply to you. See, if what I say on this broadcast makes you mad, it's because I've hit you right in the solar plexus and you know it's true. Otherwise, you wouldn't get mad about it. That's it, folks. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poo and Allison. I love you more than words could ever or will ever say. In about 2 hours, folks, this broadcast will be on the internet. It will be on the website.
Where
great conversation. So, you told me that your mom gets out of the floor and starts up the stairs, so the garage is at the end.
Yes.
You say anything to me?
Yes, I told her I loved it.
God damn it, he punched the side of my head! All right,
nice.